America is back and that we are coming back bigger and better and stronger than ever before. And we're making our own product again. And we're opening up our factories again. At the center of America's resurgence are the massive tax cuts that I just signed into law. But the tax cuts are the most significant tax cut, most significant reform in American history, with tremendous tax relief for working families, for small businesses, for big businesses that produce jobs, for just about everybody. Tremendous numbers, and you're already seeing what's happening.
All right, that was the president yesterday in Pennsylvania speaking to a group of factory workers. Steve, he's given himself a lot of credit for his jobs and tax cuts. Will the voter give him credit for it?
Well, first of all, I think he does deserve a victory lap here. I mean, the economy is just firing on all cylinders right now. It's hard to point to anything that isn't going right with the economy. And as you guys know, Larry Kudlow and I 2 years ago started with Donald Trump and helped him devise this tax plan. And I got to say, it's worked even better than we predicted it would. So you've seen the announcements. The Apple story really is the economic story of the year. It's an amazing story. $300 billion, not $300 million, Mary, $300 billion of new investment in the United States, $38 billion that they will pay in taxes, 20,000 jobs. I mean, does it get any better than that? And then you have the story about, I love the story of Fiat Chrysler, where they are building a new plant in Michigan with 2,500 jobs. I mean, when's the last time, we were building plants in Michigan rather than seeing Michigan jobs leave? So, great story. Look, it's still early in his presidency. It's only a year. But, gosh, I mean, it's hard to say anything that's wrong.
Well, let me ask you about black and Hispanic unemployment. That's one other thing that he mentioned on the campaign trail, not the campaign trail, but at the rally yesterday, emphasizing that they're both hitting record lows, recorded lows. And Democrats are kind of making the argument, look, this is Obama's economy just tailing its way into the Trump years. But the president's saying, no. This tax plan, the fact that it exists, the fact that we got it through, making it the way it is. Where do you draw the lines?
Well, first of all, you're right. I mean, I was looking at a poll yesterday. 55% of Americans give Obama credit for this economy, not Trump. And look, that's because 55% of Americans don't like Trump, right? And they don't like his presidency, and so they're not going to give him credit if they don't have to. The liberals are sort of twisted in a pretzel, because I think when you guys and I talked a couple weeks ago, we chatted about how liberals had proclaimed that if Donald Trump was elected president, he would destroy the economy. Remember, they said that he would kill the stock market, that we would see a second Great Depression if Trump were elected. And of course, we've seen just the opposite. Now they have to pivot and say, well, no, okay, sure, the economy is doing well, but it's not Trump, it's Obama. Look, the economy was doing okay under Obama, not great. It was doing okay, and what's happened? I would say that the economy, which was driving in first gear under Obama, has now moved into second gear. It's clearly moved into a higher, shifted into a higher gear. We're going to see the numbers about a week or two on the fourth quarter GDP numbers, and those numbers are going to be probably the 3 to 3.5% range. That means three straight quarters of 3% to 3.5% growth. We never came anywhere near that in 8 years under Obama.
But here's the problem, though, going back to my original question to you, is that there's a poll out recently that said that, yeah, people say he's doing all right on the economy. They're not feeling it personally, and they're not giving him credit for it.
Well, I disagree with the first part of that. I actually think people are feeling it. You know, everywhere I go, I'm on the road a couple days a week. I go everywhere from Maine to Miami to California, and there's just a bounce to the step of the economy. Workers are feeling it. They're upbeat. Every poll shows the consumers are confident. Workers feel good about the job market. There was a poll out yesterday, I believe it was, 67% of Americans today rate the economy as good or great.
Yeah.
That's almost, that's a flip from where it was a year and a half or 2 years ago when Obama was president, where people, remember, the poll throughout Obama's presidency showed the number one concern of Americans was jobs and the economy. Today, people think things are going really well. So, the other thing is the tax cut's only been in effect for less than 1 month.
Yeah.
And we're already seeing 2 million Americans getting either bonuses, pay raises, or benefit increases. That's a phenomenal performance.
Yeah, and I do think that's the key right there, is that because we're looking at the same poll, I think the key right there is exactly what you said. Let's ask this question again 5 months down the road. Once those people are starting to see it in their paychecks and they're starting to realize, oh, I have more money, and look, I can do more things with this. I'm getting double the deductions and all this other stuff, that maybe those numbers will be different.
And the other interesting thing that's going to come up, and I've advised Republicans to do this, I don't know if they're going to take my advice, I think that they should in the next few weeks bring up a bill that would make the Trump tax cuts permanent. Because remember, when we devised this plan, we were trying to stuff a $3 trillion tax cut into $1.5 trillion hole. So we had to phase out some of the tax cuts in the fifth, sixth, seventh year. And the Democrats howled in protest over that. Remember that? Oh my gosh, the middle class tax cuts go away in 2024. So let's have a vote, you know, tomorrow, that basically puts these Democrats on the spot and says, okay, let's make all of these tax cuts permanent. The child credit, the doubling of the standard deduction, all of the middle class rate reductions. What do you guys think? I mean, put the Democrats on the spot and let's see if they now vote against a pure middle class tax cut.
We've seen some of the naysayers here, a little bit the pessimists, including places like the New York Times, saying, look, this market can't hold. The economy is not going to keep on having a rocket ship performance month after month after month. As it's always nice to have an economist on, because I can ask you this question. Structurally, is the economy healthy and will it sustain?
Yeah, it's very healthy. Look, the stock market is a roller coaster, right? I'm not going to predict on your show that we're going to see, you know, this phenomenal gains in the stock market like we've seen in the last 14 months. In fact, I doubt that's going to happen. I mean, the stock market is up 43% since Donald Trump was elected president. And, you know, it goes up and down, and I wouldn't be surprised if we saw a couple months of the stock market catching its breath. Maybe investors have gotten a little bit ahead of themselves. But structurally, the economy, no, it looks very positive. And, you know, the world economy is picking up, in no small part because the U.S. economy is picking up. The investment, you know, Larry Kudlow, who's, I know, on your show once a week, I listen to you guys every day, he says this very well, that the problem under Obama was that businesses weren't investing. And if businesses don't invest, you know, workers can't get pay raises, they can't hire more workers. Now we're seeing a big spurt of business investment, as shown by the Apple story. And by the way, you know, I'll bet you in the next course of the next couple of months, we're going to see dozens of more companies make announcements like Apple. Not as big as the Apple one, but you're going to see more and more companies bringing that money back home. And I want to link this directly to the repatriation, right? We basically said to these companies, we'll charge you 10% tax. You bring those trillions of dollars back to the United States. By the way, why Obama didn't do this 5 years ago is a mystery. I mean, it was just a freebie, right? And now we're seeing not only more investment capital in the United States, but we're actually raising tax revenues, you know, and reducing the deficit by doing it. I mean, it's a total win-win.
That's right. And one of the few times when you can get the leadership of Apple to admit that the president of the United States did something right.
Steve, well, you know what? One quick thing about
yeah.
that. You know, Tim Cook is not a big Donald Trump fan.
No, not at all.
And that makes the story all the sweeter, right? It's not as if he's doing this as a gift to Trump. He sort of begrudgingly had to admit that Apple is making this decision because of the power of this tax cut.
Steve Moore, thank you. And thank you for listening all the time. We love having you.
I love you.
We've got to keep it to a high standard. 8:15 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes.